This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So we're following still the story in New York. No developments that are definitive. Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. And the side question, simply that all-time cop, real or fictional, coming off all the developments that we saw in New York. Tom Homan was just on Fox talking about how he's off LinkedIn due to the fact that people are bugging him. They want to be ICE agents, claiming it's overwhelming. They're recruiting. I take him at his word, but I'm looking here, of course, in the Philadelphia area. And over the years, this woman has been on the wrong side. She's the one who was, during COVID, wanting to take kids away, essentially, from parents if the parents were anti the vaccine for children. Amanda Cappelletti. She and State Senator Saval, who's from Philadelphia, announced their intent to introduce legislation to prohibit the use of face coverings by law enforcement agents while acting within the scope of their duties. They say communities across the country have experienced a sharp increase in civil immigration enforcement operations, etc. And they claim public safety is only possible when our communities trust, respect, and value their law enforcement agencies. And these two are among the worst at attacking any cop, anywhere, any law enforcement, and particularly ICE. They say that law enforcement officers must wear clearly visible identification, prohibition on masking, criminal penalties will be subject to vast criminal penalties. Now, they're wearing, often that I've seen, something that identifies them as ICE, and they're masking because when they get identified, given the mobs that are out there, then they start to work on their family, their kids, etc. So I hope that Tom Homan is correct and that ICE is being inundated with people that want to be ICE enforcement agents. But something tells me that might be kind of doubtful, given just the antagonism that's here. But again, I come back to this state senator, Amanda Cappelletti, is a radical. And I think she's near the upper Marion area. I think that's the center of her political universe. We have that Katie Muth over in, what, Chester County, the woman who wants you to have to pay more to have two license plates, although we debated that one, among other things. And again, the suburbs. So people really think in the suburbs that this is over the line and that these agents are not trying to protect their personal identity, not identity as ICE officers, because of the fact of what the result is. Given social media, given everything else, we've already seen what could happen here. Now, thank God we haven't seen the worst so far, but the other side's ratcheting up on this, and they don't like the fact they want to put that identity out there. They want to go after people. They want to make them unsafe. Just like the guy who's running for the mayor of New York wants to get rid of the police. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Haven't seen yet, although I'm seeing it social media. Curious that he ended up on the floor of Blackstone and shot someone there who was one of their executives, I believe. Was this more similar to the guy who stalked and killed the healthcare president? You know, this is more mixed. That was an obvious one. Would that be the next target over housing, over people unable to get housing, etc.? But in his wallet, he talked about CTE. He didn't say, you know, he's striking a blow. That's true. Against the NFL, going there to kill them. He just said, examine my brain. I have CTE. We'll see. We'll see what they make of the motive. I don't know how many more writings. The prime writing we have so far is what was in his wallet. I haven't seen social media. He obviously had mental health issues, according to the New York City police. Yes. If it is Blackstone, you had something?
No, I just read more about the letter. He talks about a gallon of antifreeze and stuff.
Yeah, that guy did that. Long. Mike Webster was the first. Did you see the film? With Will Smith?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, I have not either. No.
Yeah, and they made the point. It's not about, well, one guy had seven concussions and another had none and all. It's about the even slight beating of your head 10,000 times from youth football all the way up to NFL. It's repetitive. It's not one concussion. You can get a concussion, recover from that. This is, it's primarily a lot of linemen seem to be the ones that had this the most.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the doctor from Pittsburgh that he played, and it was brilliantly done. I buy into the case. It thought that Lou Gehrig had this rather than Lou Gehrig's disease was coming off this. He was hitting the head seven or eight times, sliding in the second. And also, with it, you know, they didn't have helmets in. So Lou Gehrig may have gotten something akin to this. But it's a repetitive motion.
I'm trying too hard to make sense of something that's completely nonsensical here, I guess. Because I think it's I just can't think of the mindset. And it's just a guy that's gone crazy, I guess. But going into the NFL headquarters to protest CTE, I mean, when he undeaded himself, to use a phrase that's used online a lot, shot himself in the chest rather than the head.
Which was unusual, too.
But that, I mean, that's that right there is...
That raises red flags.
Well, that's a complete indication of, if you have a note that says, examine my brain, and then when you do that, you do it in your chest rather than your head, that's clear to me that NFL was a target, and my point last hour, I completely...
Well, it is random, though, you know, to your point, that he was on the 33rd floor.
It's fascinating. Like, and I hate to be that guy, but 33 in the conspiracy community is a number that's like, holds a lot of weight, and that's why the irony of it being that floor is very weird, and then also to be Blackstone, which is often put there with BlackRock.
Yeah.
And it's often misconstrued as what they exactly do, but Blackstone's often written to headlines about their real estate crisis and
after what the agent of
Luigi did with the pharma companies, one would maybe draw allegiance.
This guy strikes me as different than the Luigi guy.
I think he's just a guy that's gone off.
More simple. And again, we say it all the time, at least I know I try to. These guys are nuts at this point. Trying to make sense, connect the dots with them is very difficult.
There's also, I showed Henry a video, and it was weird. It was floating around on social media of NYPD. They found a girl that was outside, surrounded her, and then like...
Palestinian thing.
Yeah, like ran her down the block. And that being out there as well kind of raised some red flags of something funky going on here, not being directly related to NFL, but...
There was stuff online about this guy and that, but there seems to be no evidence. And there was another guy with a beard that they took in. That was pro the Palestinian view, to your point. The woman they're running down the block, though, it was about that.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
weird
apparently New York, much more of these terrorist threats, conspiracies than here, thank God, constantly. The New York, the NYPD are great. 855-839-1210, though, you get on board. The immigrant thing, Democrats trying to play this up with the officer. Yes, he was an immigrant. He was here legally. But they're trying to draw on that to make the point of the contributions of people even here illegally, which doesn't add up. Happening, though, the shock of the guy walking in Midtown Manhattan, the car double parked, both doors, at least one door open, and just breezily walking toward buildings is amazing. Kind of surprising he didn't encounter a cop.
That's the weird thing, man.
Yeah.
Because you've been in New York a lot.
Yeah.
In Fox.
Right.
You know, I spent a lot of time at Sirius McGraw-Hill building. And there are multiple layers of security before you can enter into an office.
Right.
There's security of the building itself before you get to the elevators. You usually have to show an ID to check in to even get to the elevator bank. Then once you hop in the elevator bank, you're usually hit with another secure process once you get up to the floor for the office.
Exactly.
So how the hell did the guy get into the office with an AR,
and he just came in firing.
Okay, is that
I don't know how they didn't see him. They seem to be, you know, I don't want to blame the victim, but a bit deficient here with the NFL in there, a couple of other big corporations, 100%. Blackstone. You would think it'd be all barricaded off.
Like, I'm just thinking back to the McGraw-Hill building. There was four agents, and it was almost it was like going through the TSA, where you had to run a bag through a and. So to think that, I guess you just come and moan, I hate to say that, but like, there's not one agent that steps aside and has the means to defend themselves and
that's surprising.
Ends it before they get up to that floor.
It's given just, all that's there, you would think you're going to get stopped.
Yeah.
Coming in, you would take a whole crew of people coming in. This guy just walking in off the street, firing away. I mean, I've been in a building here where they stopped you in the drive in the parking lot. A guy has a car facing you and kind of, what are you doing here? What's your appointment? A million questions. Mm-hmm. Then they let you proceed.
Yep.
Then there were more guys. There were like intimidating guys all around the building. Dozen of them or more. You know, I don't know if they were armed or not, though. I don't know if the cop was armed. The cop in the picture that I've seen at the desk doesn't look like he's armed. I'm not exactly sure about that. All right, more on that, though, if we get more information coming out of exactly more of the motivation here. I'm betting NFL with this guy, given the profile, but he did end up on the 33rd floor, which is Blackstone. All right, but first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, today you'll win four tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice. This is big. Nothing as big as the Eagles in Philadelphia. Sunday, August 10th, 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. This event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. You have the cheerleaders. You take photos with Swoop and players. And again, this is a big moment. It's rare that we have a chance to see a practice of the Super Bowl winner. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, Dom, so today, the side question, we are asking for that all-time cop, that all-time police officer. So naturally today, I'm not going to have a police officer singing the clue.
Right.
I'm actually going to have what many would consider to be a bad guy, an antagonist, someone who might be the enemy of the police in all the movies and shows he's been in. That's right, I am giving you an actor today as the clue. This actor, you might know him from a few roles as possibly being a disapproving stepdad to a stuntman. He is...
That's the one you pull out?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I got a few here. He is also an escaped prisoner who goes mm-hmm. and fights a panda bear that knows mixed martial arts.
Ooh.
He is also the owner of a very successful hotel meant for assassins. And more than anything, mm-hmm. I think he's best known...
For his potty mouth?
For his potty mouth, yes. But as being a saloon owner in a town with no laws. So I'm going to play you this person singing,
oh, too much there, Henry.
Singing
too
a
much,
song.
Man.
Too
much.
How many towns with no law are there that were on TV?
All right. All right. Away. I didn't say anything about TV or anything. You put that in there.
Okay. Where
anywho, no. I'm going to play this actor singing Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Hey, oh, my
So let's take a listen. Right. I want to know the name of this actor covering the song.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break,
oh,
every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day.
It's one of those guys, Henry, that when he talks, I'm always surprised that he has a British accent.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't even think about throwing... I was thinking about throwing in just because I thought it would mess people up.
I can't imagine he sounds like this based upon the previous clue. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I know it is, and it's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah, Dom, so we want the actor singing The Police.
All right. 855-839-1210. Get in with that. You're off with three other people to see the Philadelphia Eagles training camp, which is a huge event. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's done. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes, do that and be a winner and go off to the Eagles practice with Dom and Dan and Henry here. Here's the clue. Who is the actor singing the song?
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
All right, let's go to Steve in Morrisville. All right, Steve, who's the actor singing?
I think it's probably Ian McShane.
Yes, surprising, given the role, the TV role.
Yeah, the TV role, the potty mouth, those are good hints.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Steve, I'll put you on hold. I think it set a record per minute for the number of F-bombs, beyond belief. Anything else to add? It's surprising hearing.
Ian McShane, exactly. Apparently had an album out in the 80s, and he covered a lot of hit songs like this. And he's part of the movies, the John Wick movies, Kung Fu Panda. He was a disapproving stepdad in Hot Rod. And, of course, he is Al Swearengen in Deadwood.
He's the all-time, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. That's right, John Wick. John Wick, too. Big role in that.
Yeah, he owns the hotel, the Continental.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Push pound 1210. Now, President Trump coming back from Scotland on the plane, and the media gone wild with this, that the dispute with Epstein was that Epstein was poaching personnel from Trump's golf courses, one of whom turns out to be one of the, I'll say alleged, even though I think proven, victims with Epstein. And people are like, what the heck is going on? And the more this goes on, the more difficult it gets to bring some finality to this. But I am not going to be someone who says, well, I can see that. We had a part in Maxwell. We just had to do that to get to the bottom of this and clear all this up. No. I think from the beginning, there have been any number of people that have called in and said, aside from the politics and the big picture of this with Epstein, what about the victims here? Will there be justice for them? And there still hasn't been. Well, Epstein took forever to have any kind of justice, and Maxwell would be out of jail. If you pardon Maxwell, that is going to open up. It's not going to shut this down. And every time I think it's passed, there's an ebb and flow to it, it comes back. So this is bubbling up again based on that. The mayor of New York saying they're sending teams to Vegas as part of the probe of the guy who was shot himself to death in Manhattan yesterday to see if there's any more motivations that we might see. Was it the NFL? Was it that simple? Is it Blackstone? Are there other things going on with it? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. The pardon thing is ridiculous. It really is. And look, I have not liked... I don't care if somebody like Hannity is going to do twist himself into a pretzel. Remember the woman that was the head of the drug cartel that got, 30 years in jail, and now she's all reformed and that stuff. And we had to go with some of the reform that President Trump got through. I'm not on board with it just because it's Trump. I'm on the other side. She deserved to be in jail. She was involved, and it's not nonviolent. If you're the head of a drug ring, it's not nonviolent. It's not going to be nonviolent. That's why you're making all that money. It's not just the fear of going to jail. You have to fight off other people that you're cutting into their area. They're going to threaten your area. So no, the Biden pardons are ridiculous. Constitutionally, it would have to be done in the proper manner. But the power of the presidents to just around the clock be pardoning people. Bill Clinton had some absurd ones, you may remember, toward his last days. And Biden and some of these Trump pardons. No, I would not be on board with pardoning Maxwell? Would you? Toward what point? Well, she'll give this, that, and the other. Then we have to corroborate that. Not a good move. So I'm not sure how many people she named or said she would name officially. But the more this dribbles out there, it's not a good look that's going on. And we had the other story today that the FBI, CBS says, has the 1 minute that was missing from the video with Epstein, who I still believe killed himself rather than was killed. But I understand the feeling of how could you say that given the way this plays out. But these gaggles that President Trump does around Epstein, that's all the media is going to want to talk about. It distracts from any number of things that just happened, the trade deal with the EU. They're not going to get into the innards of that. We're going to continue to go down this path. The White House had said it was something inappropriate. Epstein, a creep, was the reason Trump broke off with him. President Trump saying today, coming back from Scotland, it was the notion of this guy is poaching all of my better employees or trying to. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But it's endless. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I wear jeans all the time as well. I mean, I think there are more confirmed sightings of Bigfoot than there are people actually seeing me in shorts.
Okay.
And this whole thing about the American Eagle jeans being a Nazi propaganda, that's just ridiculous. The only way that would hold water is if they were Hugo Boss jeans. And for those who don't know their history, Hugo Boss used to make the black uniforms for the Nazi SS. But that goes without saying.
Yeah, it's amazing. It just makes people appear to be resentful of an attractive woman making a lot of money and pitching jeans the old-fashioned way through sex. Yeah.
I guess the call dropped out. I'm outside of work.
All right, Earl, who's your person?
Question.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, his phone's done.
Yeah, who is it, Dan?
I don't have it.
All right, you can, let us know. Yeah. Okay, that's a side question. 855-839-1210, you get on board. As far as any other developments in New York, well, Cincinnati, we have five people arrested in what clearly is a attack based on race, it appears to be, with a police chief there who doesn't get that. Now, you know, I'm pro-law enforcement up and down the line, but we do see the disturbing trend to see some people in law enforcement who don't belong there. This is Cut 18, Henry, youtube.com/1210. Here's the Cincinnati police chief blaming social media, not the criminals, for this beatdown of a woman, just plastered, knocked right out there. Sucker punched in Cincinnati. Here's what the chief said.
Another topic I want to cover real quick. Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event. What that does, that causes us some difficulties in thoroughly investigating the activity and enforcing the law. Because what happens, that social media post and your coverage of it distorts the content of what actually happened. And it makes our job more difficult. Go ahead, right here.
Thank you. Two questions. Where were the nearest officers?
In the central business section. They were working. They were both in vehicles. And like I said, they had to maneuver through the traffic.
Second question is, you had said social media and news media distorted the content of what actually happened. What exactly was distorted? I understand that there was one, you know, multiple views of the video, but exactly what led up to this? I mean, what was distorted?
Yeah, so I think by the irresponsibility with social media is it just shows one side of the...
Okay, let's stop this woman right here. Look, you could be pro-law enforcement. You may have seen this yourself. Race is involved here. The guy just sucker punches and knocks out a woman. Okay? There's no mystery. There's nothing else. There's no context. We can don't have to blame the media on this or social media. It strikes me as a police chief who doesn't want to do her job. It's progressivism again, J.D. Vance and others ratcheting up the pressure on this. And she has no answer to legitimate questions here. What possibly could be the context to knock out this woman? And the answer is there is none. So I'm pro-law enforcement. You are too. We know that in talk radio. But that doesn't mean we don't see evidence of people that are in positions like this Cincinnati police chief that shouldn't be there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us on the side question. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push #1210. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Dom Giordano Show. So I told you earlier that ICE, you know, can't wear masks. These local clowns, Capoletti and the Saval guy, representatives, right? Homan saying they're bulging with people wanting to be ICE agents. I'm not sure about that, Tom. But this just announced. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and ICE announced a massive new ICE recruitment campaign with the big, beautiful bill funding. Here's the theme. Defend the homeland. Oh, man. The other side going wild against that. It's like the jeans ad. Sounds like the Nazis again. But here's what you get. be ready. You might want to be calling a $50,000 signing bonus. Now, I have not seen a bonus that big. $50,000.
And what's the salary?
The salary is competitive. If you Google, check the salary. Student loan payments / forgiveness. Here's something key. Law enforcement availability pay, in addition to your salary for special agents. Administratively uncontrollable overtime for deportation officers, meaning some administrator can't say, that's too much overtime.
Wow.
Whatever the overtime is, that's the overtime. Wow.
And 12 weeks of paid parental leave.
Oh.
Wow. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Greg Stocker. You're going to have to get some new producers in here. These guys are, special law enforcement officer retirement benefits. And I think the... go ahead, Dan.
So it looks like when you first enter, you're around a GS5 level. That's around $48,000.
Right.
GS9 can start around $63,000. Okay. GS13, you're looking around like $170,000.
Okay. And you get the $50,000 up front?
I guess.
Says signing bonus. Yeah. Now, look, I would say being an ICE agent, everything figured, is harder than being a Philadelphia cop. Or do you differ? Somebody differ? Mm. Given the mentality that's out there, given what the left is trying to do to these guys, I think it's Philadelphia cop would be easier than being an ICE deportation person.
I guess.
Yeah.
Administratively, it'd be tougher to be a Philadelphia cop, right? Because that's who's kind of fighting back on you. Whereas ICE, you're just going in, you're doing a job, and the only people trying to stop you are civilians. So it's different that way.
Yeah, but they're trying to take your identity if they can and go after you. All right. So
I think this is only open to people that want to return to ICE, though.
Doesn't say so that.
So the NY Post article writes, ICE is offering a signing bonus of $10,000 upon returning to service, another $10,000 bonus for those who apply by August 1st, and an annual $10,000 bonuses for up to 3 years for those who take part in Operation Return to Service.
Okay. This from Bill Malugian, though, Dan, right off Twitter, says massive new ICE recruitment campaign. Doesn't say coming, but recruiting people.
Yes, and this is further details.
Yeah, $50,000 signing bonus, though. That is the number one. I think the overtime thing on this is enormous.
Yeah, but the $50,000 signing bonus, again, is not $50,000. It's $10,000 if you apply by August 1st. And then if you want to unlock the rest of the $40,000, it's based upon $10,000 for a return to service. And then if you do it for 3 years further, you get another $10,000.
Okay.
So it adds up to $50,000.
I like the overtime part of this, though, that they can't control and say no. You get no more overtime, even if you're told you have to work that as part of the job. I don't know if it's time and a half overtime or how that works. I think this is a harder job than being a Philadelphia cop, though, at this point, given the antagonism and given that's out there. So are they having trouble getting enough ICE agents? This tells me they might be. They get rid of your student loan debt forgiveness, potentially. And special retirement benefits. Defend the homeland as the theme to make people realize the importance of this job. This is what they're doing. All this in the big, beautiful bill just came down. Now, Dan said in the fine print, that's where we are. By the way, I'm watching Rand Paul, and look, as much as Rand Paul, you know, a few things here and there, I have difficulty with. He's on Fox talking about the Federal Reserve probably going to stand pat on interest rates again. Oh, my God. Is it Thursday? Usually on Thursday, they decide. They do that again. And he's calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. Now, Trump has done a lot of things. Let's see the gold in Fort Knox. We haven't done that yet. I think he'll get to it. We ought to audit the Federal Reserve. How long have we talked about? All the time that I've been in talk radio, people have talked about auditing. It was his father, Ron Paul. Why don't we audit the Federal Reserve? Why are they sanctuary? Oh, boy, you don't want to know what we'll find. Then Americans will really have difficulty. All right, if you want to be an ICE agent, those are pretty good benefits. The overtime part jumps out to me as definitively something where you're going to be paid pretty well and you're not going to be caught up in people saying you just have to do it, you don't get paid? Is it a job, though, that has a future, et cetera? The difficulty with it seems like there would be a lot of overtime. You know, you're staking people out. You don't know where they are exactly, when they're going to come home or to that building. That's involved with it. All right, let's go to Chef Dave here in Oakland. Hey, Chef Dave, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How you been?
Good.
Long time no speak. So listen, you know New York City cops don't have qualified immunity?
I find that hard to believe, Dave. I see you told Dan that. I mean, I think all cops do. Otherwise, they'd be sued around the clock.
I know. De Blasio took it away. The commie.
Wow.
You should look it up, man.
Okay, yeah, all right. I know Philadelphia cops do, and if they don't, boy, that's really dangerous.
Because I have a friend of mine whose son's
okay.
a cop
okay.
in Brownsville.
Right.
Every time a cop gets shot in New York, I panic. It's like, oh, my God. I feel bad for this poor guy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
This is terrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The guy didn't do nothing. He's sitting there working overtime to support his wife and, you know, two kids and one on the way.
That one on the way part tears at you. Absolutely. You can imagine.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
8 months
yeah.
pregnant. Yep. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So my side question is, this police officer, it's a real guy.
I know who he is. I've had him on.
He had 1,400 arrests. Where the average cop has like 180. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There was the most disgusting case, I think, in American history. And him and his partner, Tom, I think Colligan or something like that. I forgot his name. And they said, we want the case. And they were like, you got 72 hours. He solved it in 72 hours. He went to Harlem, talked to all the guys, you know, his informants. Plus, the guys he locked up before, they trusted him because he spoke straight. He arrested Henry Hill in the movie Goodfellas. Bo Dietl.
I didn't know that last fact, that he arrested Ray Liotta. Wow.
You listen to the voice. It's Henry Hill. I mean, it's Bo Dietl. And he was in, what's that other one with the shootout? The Wolf of Wall Street. Played himself.
I didn't know that. Oh. Thank you very much. I have had Bo Dietl on the show. It's been years. Wow. Both Wolf of Wall Street and Henry Hill. I had Henry Hill on. He didn't seem to be Ray Liotta quality. We didn't have YouTube then, but it just wasn't feeling the same thing.
Real Housewives, too.
Bo Dietl, mainly he seems to hang out in Italian restaurants that cost $1 million, you know?
Yeah, one of the Real Housewives apparently hired Bo Dietl to do some, you know, investigative work into another Real Housewife.
That's a pretty good one. That's kind of an offbeat. He's on the both sides of the law guy. 855-839-1210. So if they're offering all of that to be an ICE agent, $12 billion, does that seem like everybody wants to be an ICE agent? I don't think they do. I think they recognize how difficult it is. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push #1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Coming off what happened in New York, all-time real or fictional police or law enforcement, our cop friend Dan in Philadelphia, that guy, says Andy Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. Quite a choice. Talk about it. Now, I have not seen that guy in anything. Great acting. Just a great breakout series. Charlie in Orleans got outside the box. Who's yours, Charlie?
I have Tom Holman.
Tell us why.
As the top cop?
Yeah.
That's my side question, yeah. And Dom, I want to thank you for... all of that you did for that, getting that parade back into White Marsh.
Oh, well, thank
you,
Charlie.
I know you talked about it quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't even live in White Marsh, but I went to be there.
Good. So. I'm glad you did. Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, going to that town meeting, I don't know, the police chief over there. Wow. The anything could happen guy.
He really, you know, redeemed himself there after that justification.
Well, I think somebody
That's
came
my
in.
Answer.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think that? Yeah,
yeah, just, right. Yeah, well, he did redeem himself. I'm glad. Just as long as he touts the host, that's always a good play. when
so
in
why
doubt,
is that your answer? Say, it's because you asked.
Yeah, I know. But the White Marsh thing was just stunning to us. And they just had a normal 4th of July parade, and there you go. Phil in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon from Washington. I'm looking right at the Capitol thinking of you guys.
Well, thank you, Phil.
It's a perfect day. So two things. One, my answer to today's question is Tom Selleck from Blues.
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods.
Yes. Blue Bloods.
Blue
yeah.
Bloods.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, you've been sitting there for 20 minutes just waiting for us to pick up your call so you could say that you were staring at the Capitol?
Yeah.
just
actually, yes.
I love that, man. Thank you for the dedication,
you,
brother.
What else did you have?
So the other thing is, getting back to the reserve, they made an interesting slick comment that did not get any traction. The higher the rates, the more money the reserve gets for their renovations. Meaning it goes into their kitty. So he's not in any hurry to lower the rates. The more interest they get...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, goes into the... Well, if he doesn't lower the rates this week, I think Trump is going to take some kind of action here. I mean, the action should be this, Phil. Power to do it. Audit the Fed. Do it.
I would have done that right away, especially with this renovation.
Yeah. $2 billion, $3 billion renovation. Thank you, Phil. Now, I hope this would be, that's the thing, not Powell firing him. I get difficulties with that, et cetera. Audit the Fed. And I'm kind of surprised President Trump, with all the things he's pushed on, has not really said that. He's talking about Fort Knox. At some point, we're going to look at the goal there. All right, Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. And Joe, we found out a lot yesterday. I had people on Twitter saying I was one of the parolees. Maybe Joe called me in.
I was always cordial to the guys.
Yeah, that's a good move there, Joe. Yeah.
But for my side answer, my all-time law enforcer is Sherlock Holmes. He would, after solving a case, he would close the investigation with the phrase, "Elementary, Watson, elementary."
Very nice, Joe, as always. He's always on brand. He can't not be on brand. We found out yesterday, if you missed the inside of that he worked in a parole office mainly, calling in people with the various parole officers.
Yeah.
You're next. Can you imagine with his...
Genuinely curious if you'd share quips about Shakespeare with the parolees.
Yes, exactly. Or Henry Lech Walesa, you knew, because of Joe of Exton.
Yeah, literally.
He's a great guy. When he came to the Don Trump Jr. event, what a night with him. Unbelievable. Okay, Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah, there's a few answers that stood above the rest today in my eyes. One would be Zenos in Upper Darby with Sheriff Ivy from Brevard County, Florida. I also liked Chef Dave's answer of Bo Deedle. I went through a whole thing with that. And then at the end there, I really liked Joe of Exton's answer of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, Dan?
I'm going to take people behind the scenes and just throw this one at you, Dom. Phil in Delaware called in with Tom Selleck of the Blues. But I'm going to put him as a potential answer for the finalists because so many people called in with Tom Selleck Blue Bloods after Phil was on hold there that a very popular answer today, but I don't know if it's a potential
Blue Bloods and not Magnum P.I.? I feel like that's crazy.
Blue Bloods. Yeah. Well, yeah,
I mean, I get Blue Bloods is a good show.
I like the dedication of the call, too, that he's there at the Capitol waiting to tell us that.
And I don't know if people realize, Phil dropped off and he was sitting on hold like an hour before calling back and sitting on for 20 minutes. So I think he's been sitting there in front of the Capitol for like an hour and a half waiting for us to pick up on
him. All right. Let's go with Phil today. I got to say, that's
Phil,
a lot. That's a lot to put into the call. So thank you, Phil. Very much. Dan headed off on some mysterious mission.
Shipping up to Boston.
Boston. What could be in Boston?
Family.
Conspiracies?
No, family.
I'm sure you'll run into family. Okay, well, enjoy. And Henry and I will hold down the fort.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in Dan's seat? Do we know?
Taurus.
All those days?
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew. Coming back. All right, Mr. NBA. I got to ask him about that. Okay. Tomorrow, we'll have, I'm not sure, but we got a lot of balls in the air. Probably not anymore. Sidney Sweeney, racy American Eagle ad under fire is the headline. God, the stuff that came out of that today, remarkable. But we'll see if there's any more on the shooter. They're going to Las Vegas. They'll track him down. NYPD is very good about that. And we're always open to a great side question. Just hit me with that at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. Richie always next to take you home with 4 big hours. And if you want to be an ICE officer, I think, you know, maybe Bill Malugian, a little bit off $50,000 signing bonus. You see that. That's but $12 billion. A lot of benefits in it. And they are doing frontline work that almost universally they don't get support for. We love the people here in Philadelphia. They've come on shows here. And they're doing a great job. Defend the homeland is the theme. Is that going to inspire them? Hopefully it will, because the other side means to be all over them. All right, Dom Giordano Show, back tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.